you both ready to take some calls or call some people? Let's do it. We are calling Amari, and Amari is in Minnesota, and she's 24 years old.
Nice.
Hello?
Amari?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Sim. What's up?
Hi. Nothing. What's up with you?
Hi, Amari.
Anna's here.
Hi. Hi.
Hello.
And, oh my God.
So is Tatiana.
So is Tatiana Maslany, who is...
The star
of Orphan Black, and she's nominated for an Emmy. This is like her second Emmy nomination in a row.
That's amazing.
Yeah, she's here with us.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
But we are here to, you know, it's all about you right now, Amari. And you've you've developed serious feelings for a man who lives in Scotland. Mm-hmm. Let me also add that you've never met this man in real life. So tell us why you're so concerned. Give us a little bit of background here.
Well, so we've been talking on and off for 6 years, and recently, like 9 months ago, we reconnected after not talking for about, a few, like 9 months around then. And, we talk every single day, and we are very, very flirty, and, I've developed super strong feelings for him. And we've never explicitly told each other, like, oh, I really, really like you. It would be like, oh, if you were here, I want to take you on a date, or I wish you could come over and watch a movie with me and stuff like that. And we would say that almost every time we talked. And then this week he texted me saying, by the way, I just wanted to let you know that I started dating someone. And, it kind of came out of nowhere. I wasn't expecting it at all. And he was like, I would love to stay friends, and can we still talk? And I just kind of sucked it up, and I was like, yeah, of course we can stay friends. I am happy for you. I'm glad you told me. And then we still have been talking every day. So I don't know if I should tell him how I really feel, and just so he knows, but I also don't want to overstep my boundary.
I think that when you just said that you kind of fucked it up, I felt like we have to sort of rework your frame of mind here, because you didn't fuck anything up. And
yeah,
I think that I think this guy is a dick.
Mm-hmm.
Is that awful?
I think also
No, I shouldn't be that judgmental right off the bat.
I think that being honest in this situation is really important. Like being very, you know, you guys have spoken for a long time, so you've gotten to know each other, but there's also probably an element of fantasy or an idea of who the other person is. And I think if you wanted to continue this relationship, it's probably unfair on the girl he's dating, and it's unfair on you because you ultimately want to be with him, right? So I feel like you have to be honest and sort of take the plunge, because I don't think it would be shocking to him to find that out, that you have feelings for him at all.
And I just, like, I don't think it would be, like, I wouldn't want somebody I was dating to be talking to a girl he had, like, romantically talked to before. And so I don't want, that would be unfair to her, too. So that's why I'm wondering if I should even tell him my feelings, just because I don't want to overstep.
Amari, I remember when you and I talked on the phone, you were telling me that, you know, you felt like maybe you could wait and write out their relationship to see how that goes, and then if it doesn't go well, then you'll still be there. And I understand that, but that's really not fair to you. I mean, that's just like, it's a real dick move on his part if he's continuing to talk to you and friendly in a friendly way, in a flirty way, while he's dating some other girl who's on another continent.
Mm-hmm. What drew you to him? Like, what are his best qualities?
He's really funny. He's really sweet, and we have just so much in common, and we never like run out of things to talk about. And I just wanted to mention that when he told me he was dating someone, he was like, we can't be flirty anymore, but we can still talk. And so now in the messages, he's being friendly. Like, he's being really, like, extra friendly, but he's not, like, crossing a line or anything.
It feels to me like he's got way too much power in this relationship.
Yes, all the leverage.
And I think in from my own experience, I've found that when there is an imbalance of power, if I was dating somebody who has all the power, I'm even more attracted to them. I'm even more obsessed with them. My feelings are stronger for them because there's something about them that's unattainable. And I think that's a really dangerous place to be when that person has all that control and isn't willing to give you anything back. You know, he's not being vulnerable with you. You're totally giving yourself to him, but he's not willing to do the same with you. And I think that like in my experience has never been a real like love, I don't think.
Yeah. You're so right about the idea of power, because there's never in any relationship, there's never a 50-50. Mm. Usually somebody, it's in a healthy place is around 60-40, and it fluctuates. But you're so right, Tatiana, that it sounds like I think that you've given up all the power, Amari, and I don't want you to do that. And I want you to tell this dude to go fucking suck it.
Mm-hmm. In those exact words.
I know that you like him, and I know what it's like to feel in love and sort of intoxicated with the idea of somebody, and especially for you, 6 years.
Why haven't you guys didn't want to meet up? I mean, it's been 6 years of conversation. That's a long time to not meet up at some point.
Yeah, it's just since we talked off and on for those 6 years, we didn't get that serious. And then in the past 9 months, we've said like one day we really want to meet up, but neither of us can afford that. That's a big trip. And so we keep saying like, I hope one day, and then he'll say like, I know we will one day. And
have you had relationships?
It's always that one day.
Have you had relationships between then and now? Like with people that you're
not in the past 9 months. No,
but you've dated other guys or other people while you two have been chatting.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah, in the past like 6 years, but it wouldn't last long. Like, I've always sort of had a crush on him. And so I never fully was like into a relationship. And it takes a lot for me to really like fall for someone. So I've just had little unsuccessful relationships.
I wonder,
but since we started talking every day, I haven't dated anybody.
I think it can be really scary to give yourself to somebody who's standing in front of you and going like, I'm willing to give myself to you too. Like when, even though there's like a 60-40, like you say, that two people look at each other in the eyes and are like, I'm here with you. I wonder if holding on to this guy has stopped you from being able to look into somebody else's eyes and go, holy shit, I'm going to just like dive in with you if you're willing to dive in with me, and go to that super vulnerable place of like, this might not work. This might be messy. I'm going to see the horrible shit that you have. You're going to see my horrible shit. I think that this guy's like holding you back a bit.
I do too.
Yep. I agree.
Yeah. And I think it's that hope that I have that, like one day we might end up together, but it's also like I haven't told him how strongly I feel.
It sounds like he's like a mass. Don't
know that.
Don't do that. Do not do that. Do not tell him, because it sounds to me like he's a master manipulator.
Mm-hmm.
And I if you can, I know I talk about this all the time, but Amari, please protect your heart, protect it, protect yourself, and do not. My advice, unqualified advice, is do not tell him any more feelings. Really, I mean it, because he, just like Tatiana said, he has all the power right now. And I want you to feel powerful again.
Yeah.
He's never going to say to you, I don't feel like it's not, I don't feel like we should be talking anymore. Even the right thing for him to say is, look, I have a girlfriend now. The respectful thing would be, I have a girlfriend right now. I think you're amazing, but I just want you to know, I don't think it's appropriate for us to continue this flirtation and this conversation. That's the respectful thing for him to do. The fact that he's not doing that is a huge, huge red flag, because what he's doing right now is
manipulating
in the sense that, you know what, if it doesn't work out with this new relationship, then he may have you around, you know, you can still talk and maybe you guys will meet up. And that's just not fair to you at all. It fucking sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand.
You're cutting out, Amari. Can you go to a better place with more reception? While you find another spot, we'll talk to Tatiana and Anna about this. So do you guys really, like, you guys feel like this guy is completely manipulating her?
Don't you think he's a fraud?
Totally. I don't know. I wouldn't say he's a fraud. He might be a really good guy, to be honest. But he's probably keeping around. It's the equivalent of, I mean, this is a weird comparison. But, you know, if a guy's on Tinder and he matches up with six girls and he's talking to all six girls and he goes on a couple of dates and he's still talking to the other ones and maybe he's starting a relationship with one of them, but he still has six matches. And so he's talking to the other girls
as
well.
You keep everyone in your back pocket.
Keeping them in the back pocket. This is like the long distance equivalent of that.
Yes. Yeah,
it's totally not fair at all.
It's not fair.
No.
And you know what, the only way, you know what's torturous? It is torturous to play hardball. It sucks. But that is kind of the only way you get what you want, sadly.
Mm-hmm.
And people call it playing games. And I don't like to really throw that around casually. But the idea of, like, you know, maintaining your pride, being truthful, knowing your own value is that's of the most importance. And when you know your own value, then somebody else is going to know it too. And I don't think this Scotland dude, I love Scotland, but I don't think this Scotland dude,
he's not
it.
Representing the country well at all.
I don't like the way he makes you feel. And I don't know. I think stepping back is really important if you can.
What does stepping back mean exactly?
Stepping back means kind of no more contact.
Mm-hmm.
You agree, Tatiana?
Totally.
Yeah, me too.
Totally.
Me too.
I think
and
any
it's gonna
further
be lonely
contact is not
and
good.
It's going to be torturous and it's going to feel bad and you're going to be wanting, like, contact and flirtation and all the things that everybody wants, companionship. But I think that sadly what it means is also is no more contact with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Can you guys hear me better, by the way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Something, Amari?
Amari, I'm so sorry.
Is that something you're prepared to do? Is that something you're prepared to cut off communication with him?
Can you hear me?
No, we can't.
You know what? We'll call you back in a little bit. But Amari, and but here
we're not gonna be able to call her back. Oh, so okay. let's give her advice right now.
I think the big takeaway is if you can, it's like being on like the worst, like juice dieting or something. If you can sort of not respond to him and just say, I need a timeout. Mm. I think that you'll gain a lot.
Yeah. Are you okay with that? I'm so sorry, Amari.
I know, but you know
but
what?
You need to start dating so right now. Start, you know what? Get your phone out and start swiping. Seriously.
Yes. That is good practical advice.
I know.
Yeah. Just think of all those like first kisses.
Yes, exactly.
That fun first kiss stuff.
Hey, Amari, thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight. I'm sorry the connection's bad.
Thank you guys so much.
Oh, I hope. Listen, you know what, though? Truly, heartbreak is devastating it's life affecting, but it is also, if you haven't gone through it, I really don't think you've lived.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, though, that you're going to go through a bit of a rough patch.
You're going to be fine. I promise you, you're going to be fine.
You're going to be
fine. He's in Scotland. Okay. What yeah. Logistically, how is that really going to work out anyways? You know? I mean, it could, yeah. But it's still it's a, no, more of a long shot.
He's a creep.
He is a creep.
Yeah, he's a jerk.
I know he's funny, and I know he's charming and flirty, and he makes you feel good, but he's a creep.
Hey, Mari, thank you so much. We really appreciate
you
hanging out
so
with
much.
Us.
Thank you
so much.
Bye.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
Don't like that guy.
We all hate him. Go ahead.
Don't you think that it's true, though, that if you really haven't experienced...
You have to.
It's horrible. Yeah.
And what's worse about the situation, I feel like, is so much of it is in your mind, mm-hmm. in terms of the fantasy of who, what that relationship could be. And that stuff is so powerful.
I mean, for 6 years, they developed this incredible relationship, I'm sure, just mm-hmm. as friends or whatever it is. And they started getting flirty, but it's just too long of a, obviously he's going to start dating. I mean, she could have easily started dating someone else too. Mm-hmm.
You know, my friend talks about the idea of people not adding up, which is the phrase I love.
Uh-huh.
And that dude does not add up.
No.
But she does.
She's going to be fine, and she's going to listen to this back. And I really hope that your advice resonates with her for sure. I have another call. I have one more call. This one is, I wanted like a more fun call, but here's the thing. I really feel like this is a topic that we've never tackled before. And
I know.
This is a little bit of a serious call, but I really feel like you and Tatiana are going to give her some good advice. So we're going to call Priscilla right now. Priscilla
is somebody with like bipolar.
She's in two. What? No.
I don't know.
No. Relax. It's fine. It's not even about her. It's her friend.
The panic
she's in
on
Tucson
your face.
Right now. She's 25 years old.
Hello,
Priscilla. Hey, it's Sim.
Hey.
Anna's
Hi.
Here.
Hi, Priscilla.
Hi.
The star of Orphan Black, Tatiana Maslany, is also here.
Hello.
With us.
Hello.
She has a very sexy voice. I've been trying to do an out sexy. I'm trying to out sexy her, but
need to not have slept last night.
Say something sexy right now. Just give me a line. We're gonna do a competition right now. We're gonna see who's sexier.
Okay.
Me?
No.
No. You can play too.
You're gonna play along. Priscilla's champion. Oh. Okay. Instead of judging with me, Priscilla, you're gonna play along. You're gonna be the last person to go, and I'm gonna judge.
Okay. Here's the line.
What's the line?
The line is. I only have carrots in my refrigerator.
Gotcha. All right, Anna, you go first.
Oh, I have to go first?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I only have carrots in my refrigerator.
That was amazing. That was great. That was really sexy. I'm going to give that a high score.
Oh, man, I can't believe
Tatiana,
I have to go first.
Tatiana, you got a tough one here to beat.
Oh my god.
You're already
it sound just like
take
I only
over.
Have fucking carrots in my refrigerator. I added fucking that
I
was
like it.
That
I
was
like it,
disqualification.
You were about to have an orgasm. I
yeah,
love
she's
it.
Literally on the verge.
No.
Oh my god.
Priscilla, I'm so sorry to put you on the spot.
Would you, Priscilla, do you mind saying you only have carrots? You only have carrots in your refrigerator.
Oh, okay.
You have a sexy voice.
I only have certain penetration.
Oh!
What did she say?
She said penetration.
I only do... What? Did, what?
Priscilla, what about penetration? Say it again.
I thought that's what she said.
No,
all right. Great interpretation.
Regardless, Priscilla wins.
Priscilla,
yeah, like
totally
heads and tails.
Yes, I love
no
it.
No question.
I love it. You have you know what? You should have done the penetration line. Why did you do that? But Sim, will you please say, I only have carrots in my refrigerator in your sexiest voice?
I only have carrots in my refrigerator, baby.
So pained, your expression on your face. No, you looked so disappointed.
I tried to get into character, but it looked like I was like constipated.
You're so not a person
I would
want to
date. You just looked apologetic. You're like, I'm sorry.
That was the worst. I can't do a sexy voice.
And also, you're a loser. You only have carrots in your fucking fridge. Dude. Get your shit together,
get some
man.
Bruce
and Sauvignon Blanc.
Oh,
well, better.
Oh, yes, way better.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Perfect. Sorry, Priscilla.
Priscilla. This is a serious subject. I'm sorry. We've been joking around, but this is a serious subject we're about to talk about. We've never discussed this before. Tell us about your best friend's eating disorder.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Okay, so my very best friend, we've known each other since elementary school. We became best friends in high school, and she's the only person that I still talk to from high school because everyone else sucks. And when we went off to college, you know, we kind of both, you know, did the usual, gaining the freshman 15. You know, we were out, and we can eat cookies whenever we wanted, and you know, the normal weight gain that comes with just, like, leaving your parents' house and just, like, being the one that's in charge of your eating. So, eventually, we were like, okay, well, we should probably get this under control. So, we both decided to get on an awful diet. I lasted about a week, barely, and she kept going with it. And after a few months, I noticed that she was losing a lot of weight. I was like, oh, that's good for her. Well, it became... And then there was, like, something going on with her. Like, it became, like, an obsessive calorie counting, and she was just always at the gym. But she never really had time to hang out, and we could never really go out and eat. And during college, she went from a size 10 down to a size 2. And that was within just a matter of a few months. So that was very alarming for me. With that came other things that were, even when she was that small, she was still very self-conscious about her body. It got to a point where she wanted to, you know, get some plastic surgery done. She wanted to get her boobs done. And being that I was trying to be the best friend that I could, I was very unsure about that, being how I knew how I felt like even if she did do that, it still wouldn't make her happy. So I advised her not to get it, and I told her that I thought that she should go see a therapist and talk to someone first before she did such a permanent and expensive surgery. Well, she didn't take that very lightly, and maybe the way I said it didn't come out that well, but because of that, that led to a huge fight, and we stopped talking for about a year. After the year, we were able to finally come to terms and start talking again, and everything's been going great. Lately, I've been noticing that she's kind of going through the same thing. I know that she was trying to lose weight again because she went off to study abroad for a year. She's in Spain, so she gained a bunch of weight back, came back, was unhappy about her plastic surgery, so then she got them taken out. She had another surgery.
She got her boobs taken out?
She's been trying to... I'm sorry, what?
Sorry, she got her boobs taken out?
Yeah, she did.
That's hardcore.
She was unhappy about them. Because she had lost a lot of weight when she got them put in, and then she gained a lot back. And, like, the way her body type works, that when she loses and gains weight, it also fluctuates in her breast.
Right.
So then she decided to get them taken out because they were just super unhappy with it. And so I know lately she's been trying to get back to just, like, a healthy weight again. and she did very well. You know, she was doing the right thing. She was eating a lot better, and she was doing at a much slower rate than I've seen her. But then I kept getting like those weird red flags where I would be like, hey, you want to go eat and like, or grab a few drinks? And then she'd come with me, and then I would be like the only one drinking, which was really awkward because I felt like an alcoholic, and I'm like just by myself, you know, drinking and eating while my friend just sat there and watched me. There was also like, I saw that she was at the gym for a long, like extra long hours that she shouldn't be. And I know now she's at a point where I'm like, oh, she looks so great. She's so small. But even then she's still like, oh, I need to lose another 5 pounds. And, you know, she doesn't look, I know she's not like bulimic. I know she's not anorexic, but it's like this obsessive thing that she's doing where it's like, she eats very little and she's very, you know, meticulous about what she eats. And lately she also does this thing where, and I don't think she needs to, but she'll clean out her closet, which she's done for years, and she'll, like, you know, give me her, like, really nice clothes, maybe don't fit her anymore or too big for her. You know, I'm not a fat person. I don't think I'm huge, but, like, you know, I have thighs. I've got a booty a little bit. You know, I've got some hips. I can't help that. Those aren't going to go away. And she'll, like, give me her clothes, and I'm like, this isn't going to fit me. This is a size 4. I don't fit. I've never fit in a size 4. She's like, oh, really? Oh, I would think they fit you. You don't look, you know, I would think they fit you. No, they don't fit me anymore.
Okay, so so you're worried about your friend. I also hear in your voice, I feel like you're missing her and you want to feel close again, once again to her. Am I right? I don't know. I'm so unqualified. What the fuck am I doing? I'm so sorry, Priscilla, that I'm like, I have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm so sorry. But I don't know. My heart goes out to you because I know how much I cherish my friends, especially the friends that I've had for a long time, and especially you guys went through that whole journey together. I do think that you can't make an unhappy person happy. It's just,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I've tried a few times, but it's a journey that you can't solve. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's truly a problem you can't solve, and you may have to sort of come to terms a little bit with that and just be her supportive friend. And, you know, everyone has, oh my God. Ugh, you wouldn't even believe how grotesque, like, the weight issues are here in Hollywood. It's so fucking gross. But everyone knows this. Everyone knows the story of being unhappy with their body. But But I just don't know if it's a situation you can heal yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's just so upsetting to watch her. I mean, it's taken me a long time to come to terms with, like, okay, this is my body, like, this is what I've got, and, like, it's great, and deal with it. And I wish that I could, I don't know, support her in a way so that she could feel that exact same way, where she would feel beautiful and not so, like, oh, I have to lose the weight, I have to be skinny. Like,
I would
heartbreaking.
Tell my friends when they're struggling with something like this, or like any kind of, you know, feeling of worthlessness or like not whatever, and if I'm struggling with that, we always tell each other, I wish you could see yourself the way that I see you. And I think flipping it sometimes and going like, what, you know, I feel like you have to be honest with her and you have to be supportive in the same breath. And it sounds like you have a lot of knowledge of what she's going through, and I think if you approach it with no judgment, with an openness and an understanding of like how hard this is for her, you know, the way that it sounds like you are doing. But I also feel like you can't pussyfoot around the thing that's happening at the same time, and I don't know exactly how to deal with these things where you have to be super honest with somebody about something that is like showing a mirror to them that reflects back, you know? It's scary.
I wish I had better answers. Mm. I'm so unqualified.
Oh my gosh, no.
But you know what? Maybe sometimes, like, just friends talking it out. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you have.
That's what I told Priscilla when I decided to use this call. I told Priscilla that honestly I don't know if we're gonna have the answers because
we don't. Who does?
But mm-hmm. I felt like talking it out at least, you know.
At least like you're heard.
Yes.
And the idea of your friends, like in your friendship, is being heard and I like I don't know right.
Wait, so she should be completely.
I don't want
supportive?
You to be heard.
I'm. I mean, obviously, I can't speak to this at all. I don't know what I mean. Obviously, I would never understand this.
I think
this.
That Priscilla should. Yeah, I think she should be. I think she should be supportive because, and not maybe. I think being a good listener, which mm-hmm. is something that I have a really hard time doing because I like to talk so much, but but being like being truly just a good friend at this point is the best thing you can do because you could encourage her to go to therapy. You could encourage her to, you know, whatever, you know, work out more or less or whatever. But truthfully, you won't be able to solve the bigger problems
Mm-mm.
in her life. And
yeah.
And, but I can. No, but really though, you know what's most important is that she feels supported.
Does she have that support system?
And
her friends
you? No, she doesn't. Like she's very, I don't know, weird things with her family, and I know she has like an estranged, like she doesn't have a very good relationship with her father, and she doesn't have very many close friends. Like she is very guarded. It's like very hard for her to open up, and I think that also comes into play with the whole situation also, is that there's not a lot of people that she can truly rely on.
Oh, her heart is hurting.
Yeah.
So what you can do, I don't know, the only unqualified advice I have is to just be a good friend, a good ear, mm-hmm. and, you know, I don't know. Like just hold her hand.
Should she ever say anything? Should she like?
I don't know. My instinct is to not because I just feel I truly feel like an unhappy. The only way an unhappy person can heal themselves is through their own actions.
Mm-hmm. But do you feel? I also feel like sometimes people do things, behavioral things, because they do want help. They do want mm-hmm. somebody to see them. You know, like I feel like this is a gross generalization, but a lot of body issues come from a desire to be invisible or be seen or, you know, and that idea of, you know, I know my best friends, for me, when they look at me, I see them seeing me and I can't lie to them because they're looking at me and I can't be like, yeah, everything's great and da 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 da. I feel like there is a value too in being in seeing her, you know, the way you are.
Tatiana, you're totally right.
But I don't know. I've never been good at dealing with this kind of like honest stuff, you know, it's hard. But I do feel that there is there might be something in this behavior that she secretly wants you to tell her something, or she secretly wants, you know, that her unconscious desire is to be seen doing these things. Mm-hmm. And to be told whatever,
so
you know,
we kind of have two differing viewpoints here. This is the first time ever in the history of Unqualified.
Really?
I'm like, Priscilla, don't say anything. And I'm like, Tiana's like, go blow your life up.
Which is probably
better advice.
But I feel like this just means that, you know, there really are no right or wrong answers in this situation. This is just like a really tough case-by-case situation. You obviously know Priscilla more than we know Priscilla, so you can kind of make that judgment call, I think. But I think both people are saying,
I think, you know,
be supportive.
Mm-hmm. I think also, yes, be supportive. And if you can choose just your words wisely, which is something that I wish I could do. But
yeah, that's something I think I also struggle with, is I can be maybe too honest. So and I don't want to come off like I'm attacking her, because I know that if I do that, she's going to totally just shut down.
She'll retreat. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. totally. She'll go into like retreat mode. Mm-hmm. But so I don't know. I think be a good ear if you can. And every sentence you say to her is going to mean a whole lot. So just always choose your words carefully. I wish I could do that.
Me too.
Instead, I just want to tell Sim to fuck off. I want to kick him in the shins.
You chose those words perfectly, I guess, in your opinion.
Concise.
Concise. You know exactly Direct. What you're saying when but you say those words.
And also, though, Priscilla, though, know that friendships are... They're not, they're wonderful and amazing and everything, but they're also going to be a fluctuating journey. Mm-hmm. And so it will be a little bit of like a tide. Sometimes you'll feel really close to her and sometimes you won't feel quite as close, and that's okay. And, you know.
I have a question for all three of you. Have you ever had a friend where at a certain point you just said, I just can't help you anymore, and you just stopped being friends with them, even though you cared about them and loved them so much, but you got to the point where...
Oh, totally.
You mm-hmm. have?
You both? Yes.
I've never...
You know right? Well, men don't have those problems.
Yeah. Mm. No, I know, which is why I'm asking you guys, because I don't understand this stuff. I'm learning.
I feel
learning.
Like I've pulled away from people when I feel like the... Again, it's a power thing. When it feels like... Where the issue or the drama is taking precedence over,
mm-hmm. yeah.
over a mutual like love, respect, listening, sharing, you know, yeah. holding the thing with each other
yeah.
together,
totally.
As opposed to one person doing all the listening, right. you know, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
Priscilla, this is. I'm so sorry. I wish we had better, more concrete advice for you. But I mean, I think you're doing the right thing by being the good friend that you are.
Yeah, it's incredible that you called and with your concern about your friend. I mean, that means that you're an amazing friend.
Yeah. I was just, you know, making sure that I am doing the right thing and not doing enough. Like, I was afraid that I was being a bad friend by not doing enough. So that was like my biggest concern.
Am I not doing enough? You called into our podcast.
Yeah.
That means you are a good fucking friend.
Yes.
I want a friend like you.
Oh, I want a friend like you. I love your show.
Thank you.
Priscilla, you're the best. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Will you give us
an update? And also, please be in touch. And also, please know, though, too, that truly, I know this is like the worst thing, but truly an unhappy person cannot be made happy through another individual. It has to come from sort of within. And I know that your friend's going through some stuff, and I think that you... are just, you're just an incredible friend. So know that. And we love you.
Oh, thank you. I love you as like an actress. And I started listening to your podcast and I just, oh my gosh, I love the person that you are on. Seriously, I love your podcast. And I think it's total BS that you are not number one on iTunes.
Priscilla? Okay. Now, you know what? I love you so much.
I love her too.
I'm flying to your hometown and I'm going to make your friend eat. I'm going to make her happy because I love you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Priscilla. I'm always so kind of, I don't know. It gives me chills that the idea that people like us and listen to us, and thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think what you do is amazing, and it's so honest, and it's beautiful.
I love you.
Priscilla, send me an email. Let us know what happens. You're the best. We love you, and we're all behind
you. Yes, please, yes.
All right, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you so much, Priscilla.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm sorry, that was probably one of the most intense calls we've ever had.
Wow. You know, but so
I'm sorry, Tatiana.
I was
here for one of our
fascinated.
Intense calls.
No, it's really interesting stuff.
And also,
it is so complicated. Sorry.
But women get, well, men I guess do too, but women, we're so trained to be so hung up on our physical shit, which is, I was telling Sim earlier, I was like, I proudly declare that I'm 39, about to turn 40, by the way. That means you might have to throw me a party.
I'm on it. I can't wait. This is going to be fun.
But the idea that it haunts us, and it sucks that it does.
Yeah, it's so unnecessary.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But how do we shrug it off? It's impossible.
I don't know. I have no idea, because it does factor into every single decision, every interaction. It's a weird, I think we're becoming more aware of it. I think that there's more discussion about it, at least.
Yeah.
About, I'm fascinated with this, the idea of just like ownership over your, who you are and your body and your volition and like walking in a space or whatever. I think women make ourselves small because there are so few spaces for us. You know what I mean? Like in a production or in a this or that, you know, there's room for like one female lead. And
this
so
it goes back to the black box that you were talking about.
To the French improv black box and the punishments for stepping outside the box.
She's drawing a box right now
with an arrow
pointing on a piece of paper, pointing to Tatiana. And she's writing. I can't read that from here. You can. Okay.
Are you
here? And by here, you know what I mean.
Oh, I know what you mean. I would keep that. I love that.
Oh, you guys, thank you so much. Oh, Sim is
doing a helicopter.
Yeah. So Sim has this crazy, like, weird sign language where when he spins his pointer finger around.
Right.
Super swirly. Mm-hmm. Apparently, it means wrap it up.
Wow! Where does that come from?
You know what the insane thing is? Is that every time I do that, I'm like hoping like this would be the one time that Anna just wraps it up without bringing attention to the fact that I'm moving my finger around.
But that would not be our podcast.
No, it wouldn't be our podcast. No. So I kind of knew you were going to do that this time as well. But I just maybe I just, and you know what? I tried once with Chelsea Handler. Mm-hmm. I wrote on a piece of paper. I wrote wrap it up, and then Anna goes, well, Sim just wrote, wrap it up.
It would not be a proper
podcast,
though, if I didn't give you a ton of shit.
A chastising.
No, you're absolutely right.
But I love it when you say that. We say it again, a little bit louder.
No, I'm not
say it in
it.
A sexy voice. Nope. Come on, say it in a sexy voice.
You already heard my
everybody's
sexy voice.
Best sexy voice.
Everyone's
no, come on.
Totally.
Wait, you know what? I'm going to do it then.
Do it. I'm not doing it. You do it.
Anna Faris is absolutely right. See,
oh my God.
It would never
oh
go that way.
Oh my God.
Tatiana, you want to take the challenge?
Anna Faris is absolutely right.
That was
a whisper.
That was awesome.
That was the whisper song version.
I'm going to do the challenge then.
All right.
Oh, Anna Faris. Absolutely right.
That is always what you yell when you come, right? That's the only way you can climax, right?
Oh, follow us on Instagram and on Facebook and on...
I love it when Sim wraps it up with this.
At Unqualified. It's at Unqualified. And please leave us a review. Subscribe. Please push that button that says subscribe on iTunes. We love it when you do that.
And Sim's actually pretending to push a button right now.
Tatiana, congratulations on your Emmy. You're gonna fucking win.
Yes,
you are. Your Emmy nomination, I should say. You're gonna win this thing. We know you're gonna win. You deserve to win.
Ooh, wait. Yeah. Before we wrap it up, totally.
All right.
Can I do something incredibly horrible? I wanna give you like a faux thing. What about this?
Okay, no, Anna is getting out of her chair right now.
Okay, now.
And she's, do you want Cassie to get it so you can talk? Here, just take.
Okay.
Oh, wait. You need a mic.
Hang on.
All right, I'll do the play-by-play. She's walking around the table. She's finding, looks like a trophy type cup.
And you don't get to keep this, but.
Okay, wait, speak into the microphone and then you can tell her what it is.
And this odd cup goes to Tatiana.
Oh my god, thank you so much. You guys, when I first started acting, I never thought I'd be holding this odd cup, you know, at the age of 31. I can't wait to drink out of it tonight. Thank you so much to Anna Faris for giving me this cup. Thank you, Sim, for all of your amazing mannerisms. Thank you. I forget your
name.
Cassie, for filming the whole thing. Thank you, Anna, again.
Oh my God.
For coming audibly on the podcast and teaching me so much about what it is to be a woman. And female sexual pleasure.
Do you want to do? Can you give us one little orgasm?
Oh, you fucking God. I came in the cup.
I
squirted in the cup. That's what's gonna happen if I win.
You are
if
gonna
I win the
squirt
Emmy.
Into
I'm gonna
that
squirt.
Emmy.
That's how it works.
Is it?
It's the only way it happens.
This might be the best ending for a show we've ever had.
Yeah.
Tatiana Mazzani is going to squirt into the cup after she wins her Emmy.
I really hope it happens now just for that reason.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.